when Isaiah 21, no, this is not part number five of Pastor Sirius. Isaiah 21. Let me explain here before we read some scripture. In Isaiah 13 through 23, God is giving Isaiah some messages of judgment against nations around Israel because of their mistreatment of Israel. Now, look at my imaginary map up here. All right, now on this map, we have the Mediterranean Sea over here. See it? The Mediterranean Sea over here. Remember, use your imagination. Over here is the land of Israel. In the middle of the land of Israel is the Sea of Galilee. Down here is the Dead Sea. Between the two is the Jordan River. That's right, isn't it, Dirk? Remember that from Hebrew history? Yeah. Around the land of Israel. Up here is Syria. Over here is Babylon. Down here is Moab. Way down here below the Sea of the Dead Sea is Edom. That's what we wanted to think about, to Edom, the country of Edom. Edom was set up by Esau and his descendants. So in this chapter, there's a message of judgment against Edom because of their mistreatment of Israel. The judgment would be like a long, dark night. Remember that? The judgment would be like a long, dark night. Isaiah is like a watchman. So someone calls out of Edom to him. Now watch in verse number 11, chapter 21, verse number 11. The burden, see the word burden, means the message of judgment. The burden of Duma, Duma is another word for Edom. It's just a kind of play on the letters, of the Hebrew letters for the word Edom. The burden of, we could say the burden of Edom. He calls to Isaiah, who is like a watchman. He calls to me out of Seir. Seir is another name for Edom. What's the question here? Watchman, what of the night? Watchman, what of the night? What he's saying is, what time is it? What time is it? No, it's not 12:51. Is that right? When he says, what time is it, to not talk about what time it is now. That's the title of the message today. What time is it? Notice the answer of verse 12. The watchman said, the morning comes and also the night. What a strange answer. The morning is coming and the night. What's that mean? Listen to me. When the sun, S-O-N, of righteousness comes, it will be both day and night. When the sun of righteousness comes, it will be daytime that will be saved people. It will be nighttime to save unsaved people. When the Son of Righteousness comes, it will be a delight for us, a doom for those who are not saved. Question to you, are you saved? When Jesus comes, it will be delight for you. Amen. For those who are not saved, you're in trouble, friend. What time is it? The answer to that question is found in Romans chapter 13. Find Romans chapter 13 so we can find the answer to this question, what time it is. Turn your Bible to Romans chapter 13. That's in the New Testament, in case you didn't know. It's after Acts, just before Revelation. Romans chapter 13. Remember, our question is, what time is it? Now, Romans 13, come down to verse number 11, where we read, and that knowing the time, we make progress here. What time is it? It says, knowing the time, verse 11, that now it is high time. See that? We're going to get some answers here. What time is it? It's high time to wake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. Verse 12, the night, remember, the night is far spent. The day is at hand. We're coming back to those phrases. Just keep them in mind. Now, see the next phrase, let us. See the let us? There are three let us phrases here. It's like a salad, lettuce. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Let us, 13, walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting, drunkenness, and chambering, wantonness, not in strife and envy, but pushing on the Lord Jesus Christ, and making it not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. Am I going too fast, sweetheart? Am I going too fast? I talk to my wife. I talk too fast sometimes. I got so much stuff up here, down here, trying to get it out. Go slower. Now, what time is it? We read of verse 11, knowing the time is high time. Now, what time is it? Come down to verse 12. First phrase, the night is far spent. What time is it? The night is far spent. What's that talking about? When Jesus came, was born in Bethlehem, people rejected him. He came unto to his own received him not. John 1:10 tells us. After that, they crucified him, buried him. Third day, he rose again from the dead. 40 days later, he ascended to heaven. Ever since then, it's been nighttime. Ever since Jesus came, was crucified, buried, rose again, ascended to heaven. Ever since then, it's been nighttime. We're living in the nighttime of this age. Now look in verse 13. Verse 13 describes this nighttime for us. Verse 13, you see, after it says, walk honestly, as in the night eating, here we go, night eating, rioting, drunkenness, chambering, wantonness, and strife, and envy. Those six words describe this nighttime that we live in now. What time is it? The night is far spent. It's filled with rioting, drunkenness, and chambering, wantonness, strife, and envy. Let me just explain those words. Rioting means wild parties. Think of the average rock concert. Large numbers of people come. They sway to music with a rock beat. They may consume alcohol, take drugs, or do certain immoral acts. Think of that when you think of the word rioting. That's where there's drunkenness, alcohol abuse. Our country is drinking this stuff to death. Because these are characteristics of this dark age we live in. And the next word is chambering. It means sexual immorality. Next word is wantonness. Means lustful living. All those words describing the age we live in, our society, because we live in a dark age. Strife and envy. That's this present evil world that we live in. What time is it? The night is far spent. It's been a long time. It's almost coming to an end soon. In John 3:19, Jesus said, men love darkness rather than light because their deeds are evil. That's true of this age that we live in. Now, what time is it? Now, the phrase, after the phrase, the night is far spent. See the phrase? The day is at hand. See the phrase? The day is at hand. What day? Go back at verse number 11. Middle of the verse, what says, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. Wait a minute. I thought when I trusted Jesus, God, when I trusted Jesus as Savior 70 years ago, I thought I was saved then. I was. I was saved then from the penalty of sin. But now Jesus is saving me from the power of sin. That's sanctification. Someday he's coming again to save me from this present evil world. That's glorification. That's what it's talking about here. Now is our salvation, the time when Jesus comes, or the completion of our salvation. Our salvation is nearer. Soon, the word says now, the day is at hand. It's right near, almost about to happen. James 5:8 says, the coming of the Lord draws nigh. It's near. The day is at hand when Jesus will come. And listen to Philippians 1:6. My wife's favorite verse explains this idea of a salvation being nearer. Philippians 1:6 says, being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will finish it until the day of Jesus Christ. When you trust in Jesus as Savior, God started a work in your life. He's going to keep working till Jesus comes. That's the completion of our salvation. What time is it? The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Now, what time is it? We're way up back at verse 11. Knowing the time, it says, now it is high time. See the phrase? See that phrase? Yes, shake your head so I can hear it rattle. All right? It's now it is high time. Now, here are six things that would be in the test, Dirk. All right? Got them. Here we go now. It's high time to do what? Look, it says to wake out of sleep. Thank you. There's 4 or 5 more to go. See if you can guess them. Not y'all. It's time to wake up, not because you went to sleep for lunch. It's time to be awake. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 34 says, awake to righteousness, because some do not know the Savior. As Paul said, I speak this to your shame. But lots of people don't know Jesus as Savior. We must wake up, witness to them. It's high time to wake up. Now let's go on here. What time is it? It's high time. Come down to verse number 12, the first let us. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness. It's time to cast off the works of darkness. James 4:8 says, cleanse your hands, you sinners. Purify your hearts, you double-minded. He's speaking to believers like you and I, which says, cleanse your hands, purify your hearts. If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Then 2 Corinthians 7:1 says, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and of the spirit. So it's high time to clean up. Now there's another one. Now in verse number 12, after we read the works of darkness, let us put on the armor of light. See that phrase? Drop down to verse number 14, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ. So it's time, high time to put on the armor that God's given to us. By the way, in Ephesians 6:11, put on the whole armor of God, the breastplate of righteousness, the belt of truth, the helmet of salvation, the shoes of the gospel of peace, put on the whole armor of God. So it's high time to dress up. So far we said it's high time to wake up, high time to clean up, high time to dress up, kind of all. Now we're going on another one here. Now look in verse 13, which says, let us walk honestly. You see that? Let us walk honestly. That's in verse 13, first part. Walk honestly. Ephesians 5 tells us how to walk. Don't have to turn there. Verse 2 of Ephesians 5 says, let us walk in love. Verse 8 of Ephesians 5 says, let us walk in the light. Then verse 15 of Ephesians 5 says, let us walk looking around us. The word circumspectly is reserved, means to look around you. So we're told how to walk. Now drop down to verse 14, and we're going too fast for you to keep up. Everyone caught up now, got all the blanks straight in. Now verse 14, after putting on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. It means don't make it easy to sin. Don't make it easy to sin. The Bible says, abstain from all appearance of evil. Don't make it easy to sin. The Bible says in 1 Peter 2:11, abstain from fleshly lust that war against the soul. Of 2 Timothy 2:22, flee also youthful lust. So now it's time to step up. Now we've got a series here. This is my series. All right, it's short now. It's time to wake up, time to clean up, time to dress up, trying to step up. There's one more coming. Now go back up to verse number 11, where it says, our salvation is nearer than when we be believed. Then to verse 12, the day is at hand. Jesus said, lift up your eyes, because your redemption draws nigh. So it's time to look up. Now we got, it's time to wake up, time to clean up, trying to dress up, trying to step up, trying to look up. Now listen to these verses, please. 1 John 2:28, and now little children, let's abide in Christ so that when he comes, we can meet him with confidence and not be ashamed when he comes. 1 John 3:3, every man that has that hope in him purifies himself even as he is pure. Hebrews 10:37 says, and yet a little while he that shall come will come, will not tarry. Hebrews 9:28 says, unto them that look for him the second time shall he come, without sin unto salvation. See, the first time he came to die for our sins. Second time is coming to deliver us from this present civil war. Then Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you. If I go, prepare a place for you, I will come again, receive unto myself. He's coming, friends. Titus 2:13 says, looking for that blessed hope and glorious appearing of the great God and Savior, our Lord Jesus Christ. Three times in Revelation 22, the last chapter of the Revelation, Jesus said, behold, I come quickly. John said at the end, even so come, Lord Jesus. So friends, it's time to look up, because someday we're going up. That song says, oh Lord Jesus, how long, ere we shout the glad song, Christ returneth. Now the song says, it may be today, because it may be today. Friends, it's time to wake up, time to clean up, time to dress up, time to step up, time to look up, because Sunday we're going up. Amen. Remember that, Bruce? When you remember that, you can tell us what it is. I used this sermon in RU some weeks ago. Bruce remembers. Did they get it right? All right, you want to stand and repeat it? It's time for all of us to wake up and clean up and dress up and step up and look up, because someday we're going up. Now let's stand together, please. Now we know what we are to do, because Jesus is coming. What time is it? It's time to be awake and clean and dressed and walking right. Time if you look for Jesus to come. Now let me pray after that invitation will come.